As a remix. Thanks for hopping in there, guys.
Yeah.
So, I'm Dan, here with Megan and Logan, and this is Skronk, the podcast about apples.
Apples. What's your favorite apple? Let's sound off. Gala. And if you say Red Delicious, you're kicked off the show.
Granny. What's it? No, wait, no, I don't like Granny Apple. That's the green ones. Washington Magic.
Yay, I don't know who that is. It's probably not even real.
That's when you get a ripe apple from Washington and you make a bong out of it.
Dope.
420, man, just passed by. That's how I celebrated.
Ah, that's the secret bird crow stoners.
That is what they do. So it's
this
been
a
while.
Great start. Great start.
Yeah. We're not rusty. I thought we maybe we'd be rusty, but we're right into it with this hot apple talk. So yeah, it's been a while. Little inside baseball. We actually did record one a couple of weeks ago, and it didn't record any of Megan and Logan's voices, so it's about an hour of me talking to myself. Megan really wants me to release it anyway.
We should start a Patreon. That'll be the first reward.
I would really like it if we had a bunch of listeners and they like mixed in like other stuff and like just fucked with it and made me like, I don't know, talk to Hitler or something. That's oh boy. All right, let's start over. Do 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 do.
Did I do that?
Ow. Billion.
Is that Outlander?
How do I stop it?
I don't know what's happening.
How do I stop? I found a soundboard on my iPhone. I'm trying to supplement. This is like how we do it here.
Yeah. We're constantly using technologies that aren't reliable, don't work. I tried to set up my soundboard like the old days, and Logan thought that I was talking through like a Fisher-Price microphone. Yeah, we had that problem for a while where it pretty much sounded like I was just talking into a robot dick. And that's
the best microphone you can buy.
Right, yeah. Like Optimus Prime's dick just roll out.
They call him Crank Anchor.
Oh. Wow.
You remember that show, Crank Anchors?
What?
Yeah, yeah,
there
the Comedy Central
Crank
show.
Anchors. Wow. Yeah, it was like prank calling. It was pretty good.
Yeah, that actually reminds me. I remember I was actually kind of like weirded out by this show because for my entire life I called it prank calls, and everyone started calling it like crank calls after that. And I'm like, I never knew it was what's it called? What's the difference between a crank call and a prank call?
I've always called it prank calls, but like I know that crank is another thing. Like I'm not dumb. Nice. So yeah, it's been a little while, guys. We've still been gaming. We haven't really been recording much though. Just kind of.
I feel like we should be recording that. We've
yeah,
seen
like
pretty
I'm not
awesome adventures.
I'm not even recording this.
Oh.
This is another episode. This is gonna be the second part of the Patreon.
Yeah.
I think we should try to podcast while we play it.
I think that is called a Let's Play. Well, see, here's the thing.
No,
we've been playing...
like, try and carry on a conversation about things that aren't related to the game while also playing the game.
And not saying anything about what's happening in the game to each other. So, like, we just have to, like, figure it out.
Yeah, so, like, turn the difficulty up, like, as far as it can go so we're constantly, like, having to survive and kill things. And then, but also be like, oh, what's your favorite TV show this week? And try and
see,
answer
that's
that.
Actually not a bad... Okay, so this is my issue with... doing Let's Play of 7 Days to Die, because like we don't have editors and stuff, so if we play for 2 hours, you know, we're just dropping a 2-hour recording of us playing, and it's not the kind of game where like there's shit happening all the time. Like there are spurts where you're fighting zombies, but like a lot of the time at night, it's, you know, I'm planting a tree on the roof or something, and we're just, you know, grinding clubs to build up our stats, and like a lot of the time no one even talks for, you know, 5 minutes, so I don't know how entertaining that is. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but that's where, like, I think your idea could actually fit in there, because I feel like we could do a podcast while playing 7 Days to Die. Like, I don't know that we need to make ourselves not talk at all about what's going on, but, you know, like, I feel like we could pull that off, because there's enough, like, lull between action that we could, like, fit in combos. I don't know.
No, I think so. I think that'd be funny. And I think it'd be funny, you know, because inevitably someone would ask a question while someone's trying to actually survive, and hilarity ensues.
Right. We might have to have, like, another person narrating or something. I don't know. But yeah, I think that's actually a funny idea. That is a good idea. So, nice work. 12 Great brownie job. Points, and you're the new Logan.
5 points for Slytherin.
I'm the best man. I did it.
I think, like, so the other game that we played, Logan, PlayerUnknown's Battleground, I think that's, like, a fun one for a Let's Play, because that's just, like, straight chaos the whole time. It doesn't take very long. So, I don't know. We should just probably... I think that 7 Days to Die Let's Play could be fun if you, like, cut some of this shit out. But then again, I've also watched several where it's not edited at all, so...
Maybe
I don't know,
someone's,
man.
ASMR.
Hello, Ooh. Everyone. I'm going to make some iron arrows and shoot this dilapidated mother in the face.
I kind of like that. I don't
dilapidated
know.
Dilapidated mother.
Yeah, you guys are into it. All right, cool. Fuck this fat man and this cop coming up on me. Oh, he just spit vomit on that pig and killed it.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
The zombie effects in the background.
Oh, Zach just messaged me. So yeah, we've been playing a little bit of PlayerUnknown. We haven't played very much. It's a fun game, though. I really enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely need to get Megan and Becky on there. Well, Megan, anyway. Becky doesn't really play games. So, you know, I'm sure we can find a fourth for our team. Zach Zimmerman, he played.
That was a little late. I was trying to find a good sound for that comment.
That's all right. It still was close enough that it related. But the, you know, the Z-Man, we've got Zach Emerald, I'm sure. You know, we could have, like, double Zach action. Shit could get crazy.
Oh, the two of them, they should be, like, ZZ Top or something. Like, ZZ Top of the charts at the end of the game.
Do you think they know each other and talk about that?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what happens when a Zach encounters another Zach. What do they say?
Yeah, do they just immediately, like, start making ZZ jokes? And, like, oh, I wish I had a beard. It'd be a long one. We could call him and ask, I guess.
What do you guys do when you run into somebody else that's named your name? It doesn't happen to me. Sorry.
There can only be one. So.
There's so many Megans. That was, like, within the top 5 names of baby names the year I was born. So I always had, like, 3 or 4 Megans in my class. I don't know. You just get used to it.
Megan frequently will... If she meets another Megan, she goes, how's it spelled? And she, like... puts her hand into her purse slowly, and then if it's the same spelling, she whips out, like, one of those collapsible batons and just destroys them. But if it's, like, Megan, then it's okay. Like,
oh, so it's kind of like the Highlander.
Right, yeah, there can only be one.
And you get to just, like, take their power once they're decapitated?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fortunate enough to have an uncommon enough name that I've never actually met another Dan, so... Yeah.
And they don't sing a song about you every, like, St. Paddy's Day or anything.
Oh,
like
no,
that
never happens.
Wait, what song?
Danny Boy.
Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy.
The pipes are calling.
My grandmother, who is part Irish, used to actually sing me that song. So it doesn't actually bother me because, like, if as someone who had never had that song sung to them, like, really... I'd probably be like, all right, I get it. But I'd be like, oh, grandmother, how are you?
You get, like, all nostalgia and weepy thinking about
it.
Yeah. Oh. So, no, finish the song, please.
You used to make French toast and bacon grease. I miss it.
By the end of it, you're hugging a Total stranger.
Betty, come back! Betty Boop misses you! She's a big Betty Boop fan. So, rest in peace, Grandma.
Was this your dad's mom?
Yeah. Yep, she's Betty. She's really into Betty Boop. That's how it goes, man. I guess she encountered another Betty and just, like, booped was her. All about that. Was like, yeah, fucking boopity boop. I bet they had, like, a secret boop handshake.
Now, to be fair, I've identified very closely with Wolverine because his name is Logan as well.
That's true. I could see that. And, I'm sure you get some of those quote-unquote Danny Boy-esque. Like, I know when Megan got that American Boy doll that was named Logan, I immediately was like, oh, hey, I'm bringing Logan home. Hello.
I think the worst thing that's ever happened is when I was working at Best Buy one time, and I may have told this story in the podcast before, I don't know, but I was selling a camera, and when I first started working, I was around the Tri-County, and some lady was there with her, you know, boyfriend or whatever, husband, and she was looking at my name tag weirdly while I was selling them a digital camera, and then she points at my name and says, oh, hey, honey, Logan's a great name for your dog.
What?
And I was like, oh, did you guys get a new dog? And then the guy just looked at me like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, nah, it's cool. I just went.
Hey, you know that thing that shits in our yard? Let's name it after that thing.
He's a little scruffy guy, just like your puppy.
Do you like it when I rub behind your ears there, Logan? Oh, good times at Best Buy. Good times. So we were going to have a little chat about the future of the podcast, I think. Because I said we were. Not the, like... I feel like at one point, Logan, we had, like, we came up with a great format. And we were like, all right, this is going to be how we do this going forward. And, like, I don't even remember it because the next episode, we had already not followed it.
Oh, yeah. But, well, like, I think we had written it down inside ZenCaster's, like, internal chat. And then, like, as soon as we both closed the tabs, it was gone. Into the ether.
I wonder if it saves those. I wonder if I took notes on that. I might have. But I know part of it was, like, picking a retro game of the week.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, doing a Let's Play in it during that week and releasing it. Man, that's all I really remember from it, so I guess we should just incorporate that moving forward. But part of my issue is also, like, my life is so crazy, and, I know, as is everyone's, that, like, we talk about that, and I'm like, alright, River City Ransom, I'm gonna do a whole Let's Play of this, and then, like, I blink, and it's next week, and we're recording, and, like, I haven't done shit. So I think we need to check in with each other, like, on the weekends or something.
Okay.
Like, hey, bitch, you're supposed to do this. Like, did you do your Let's Play? And we could also, watch the other one or do a multiplayer or whatever. But I don't know. I need accountability because I don't do shit on my own.
I really like the idea of playing video games and podcasting at the same time.
Me too. I think that's a unique idea.
I think, we run out of something to talk about or whatever. We just talk about what we're doing in the game, and then we think of something and just keep the convo going.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it would have to be the right kind of... Because something like, I don't know, like Street Fighter. Like, there wouldn't be time to talk and, like, they wouldn't have any idea what the hell was going on. And
it requires a lot of concentration.
Right. Okay. There's, some games are going to require concentration.
Minecraft.
Right. Something like Minecraft would be great. Minecraft, 7 Days to Die. I think any of these crafting/survival games could work. And then when shit pops off, you just say, like, oh, man, shit's popping off. And, like, for someone that's not going to watch it, and, like, we need to make sure that, if someone is just listening to it, there's not going to be long periods where they're like, well, I don't know what the hell is happening right now. Like, why am I even listening? But I think we can get there. Like, I don't know. I like the idea.
Let's log on right now. Just kidding, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I don't... Yeah, whatever you guys want.
I'm cool.
Would we want to capture, like, game audio? I'm not equipped to do it right now, so... Because we would probably want to also release the Let's Play of it on YouTube, right?
Well, I mean, we could do both, really. I mean, maybe, like, the Let's Play could be the podcast or something.
Right, yeah.
I feel like we should just do whatever's the simplest solution to do it all. And I like the idea of a podcast in a video game as well as, like, a Let's Play. I mean, I don't know, because, I mean, we could still talk about the game periodically and be like, oh, this is a neat feature, remember this, and... I found a rocket launcher and we shot it, and I was going to be like the hero of the night. Instead, I just like lightly
dusted the stairwell. That was hilarious. Hey guys, come to the back of the house.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Let's do on that. Maybe next time we play, I don't know if we were going to play tonight after this, we can do a test run, or just like while we're playing, actually think about that, talk about it, and see how we think it'll work.
I love it. Cool. Oh yeah, we were talking about since we lost the last episode, we were talking about the S-Town podcast.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's right. Oh man,
it was rough.
Yeah, I think all of us just kind of settled on not really liking the ending. Yeah. How it kind of just went a different direction. I don't know. I was so not into it that I didn't really go to the subreddit or anything, and it just fizzled out for me, man.
Well, are you watching? You guys watching any new shows that you want to recommend? Because I'm all about that kind of shit.
I'm actually not really watching anything right now. I plan to catch up on Gotham. I think there's a couple of shows I plan on catching up on. And then I know I'm reading, well, book on tape, American Gods, and there's a TV show of that out. So when I finish, I plan on starting that. I'm about 90% through that.
I am also...
Yeah, I want to see that.
Doing that.
What'd you say, Megan?
I'm also reading the book so that we can watch the show. And then there's a podcaster I really like that's doing a walkthrough of the book and the TV show, so I will listen to that as well. And I wish I was, like, caught up, because he'll do, like, live discussions. Like, you know, he releases the podcast afterward, but you can, like, log on at a certain time and, like, onto YouTube and, like, interact with him as he's, like, talking about the book and stuff, and so that's really cool. But I'm missing everything because I'm not caught up on the book. And I don't want spoilers.
I feel like that's the kind of podcast we should be running. Dan, let's get on it. We need to have a podcast. Well, maybe we all can do it. We'll maybe split up the responsibilities, but that way we can have like a live tweeting podcast with, up to date information. As soon as something's released, we're already on it. You know,
I'm
the
down,
fans
man.
Will come pouring in.
Fucking A, dude.
I've been watching Silicon Valley.
Oh, Dan watched that, I think.
I watched the first two seasons. I know I'm way behind.
Yeah, I think it's on season 4 now, but that's been pretty good. It's pretty consistently good. I think it's funny.
So that, yeah, it is. That show, though, and like I said, I haven't watched in a while, was just fucking depressing. It would be like these characters that you love, and no matter what, they got shit on so hard all the time. Like, oh, yeah, like, we finished this software, and we're being sued by everyone. Or, like, oh, and this and this and this. It was, like, it came on after Game of Thrones, and it was more demoralizing than Game of Thrones at times.
No.
And I like this. It was that hard for me to watch, so I kind of...
Probably hit a little close to home for you, being in the...
Some
like...
of the stuff, yeah, but it was just, like, I'm trying to think of... It was just, it got really, like... tropey, like nothing good could happen without something terrible happening. And I don't know where the hell the show is now. It could be completely different, but there are certain gags on that show that are have me just gut laughing. Like there were times where you were next to me and I was watching in bed and I had to leave the room because like I was just laughing so fucking hard. Like they had some like fancy math equation for like hand jobs or something.
Like, it was like they had they were trying to figure out what was the fastest way to jerk off 800 guys in one
Yeah. And it was like, they were really getting into like the mechanics of it and the physics and
like lining up by height,
you know, like making formulas and
the floor ratio or something.
So,
and they had figured out that you could actually jerk off four guys at a time by going forward and backwards and having like the guy standing tip to tip.
Oh, so you're current on it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so, well, they're in the middle of, I guess, the fourth season, so it's still currently up, coming out every week or so.
Okay, so yeah, I just need to watch the third season, I guess. But you're still into it?
Yeah, oh yeah, I like it a lot.
All right, so I'll have to get back on that.
I like the Mike Judge stuff, though. I mean, I like his the same guy that did King of the Hill and.
Oh yeah, me too. He's
Beavis and Butthead and all that shit. Office Space. Yeah.
I know I've said this before, but The Flash this season really just soured me on television. It No Man's Sky'd me. Like, how No Man's Sky made me, like, not want to play games for a while. That's how The Flash just fucking tanking this season. Really just like, you know what, I don't need TV. I'm like, I'm fine. You know, I've been okay.
I'm gonna take one for the team and binge watch the rest of the seasons of Flash and Arrow, and then I'll distill the proper.
Yeah, maybe like I'll watch the finales with you or something, and you can fill me in on where the hell we are.
Yeah,
you should do like one of those like charity things where people do like a Let's Play for like 24 hours or something, and just like watch all of it, and then just like live stream it, and just like we can watch your emotions go from like, I guess like different shades of just silent to sad. Like, I'm still here, everybody. Help! Send pizza.
You know what? Like, even if the show was the worst thing I'd ever seen in my life, the idea of getting to watch TV and eat pizza for 24 hours is appealing. I would watch anything. Like,
to be fair, that always did sound like a fun thing to do. I was just like, I don't know, maybe yeah, like, you know, I can't say that would be great, but yeah, I mean, I would imagine if I have children to watch over all day long, that does sound like a great. Great idea. I got cast to worry about, guys. It's pretty much the same as children.
Yeah.
Actually exactly the same.
I'm just
going to
take a stand right here for all the pet owners of the world. They're my children, my little furry kids.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm.
Mm. Mm.
No, thank
you. Yeah, I was going to say, Megan, you've I think said that you watched this, and then Andrew's been telling me to watch it, but I don't have FX, but it's like The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. It's on Hulu.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I have Hulu. It's free with commercials, right?
I'm a couple weeks behind. Yeah, it's oh, I don't know. Is it free with commercials? We pay for it, so I'm not totally sure.
Maybe it's not. Yeah, we used to have like a free trial. It was actually kind of a nice free trial because it was like a few months, but after it expired, I was like, meh. But
yeah, it's annoying because they don't drop their shows like Netflix, so you can't binge it. So I'm just like, well, I might as well just wait a few weeks and try and avoid spoilers. So.
Oh yeah, you know, actually, that's funny you mentioned that. Becky and I, they released a new Twin Peaks to follow up, I guess, on the show. It's like 25 years after the original series. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you about that, like whether or not someone who hadn't seen the original could like get into
stay
it.
Stay the fuck away from it unless you know what you're getting into. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's maybe too harsh of a judgment. It is. So in like the original, it was a sitcom. It was a kind of like X-Files-y, you know, maybe a little bit more lighthearted. Not by much, but because there definitely was like darker sides of it. And David Lynch did the first season, then he left in the second season and let, I think, the other guy who's Nick Frost or something, or I think that's his name, Dick Frost, I don't know, it's one of the two. So you're Nick or Dick Frost, or Mark Frost.
Frost is the actor in the Simon Pegg movies.
Nick Frost is?
Yeah.
Fuck, so I'm totally wrong. David Lynch and Mark Frost, sorry. Mark Frost, I got there eventually, guys. It's okay.
Was it Mark Summers of Double Dare?
No.
Oh.
But
could have been.
But he left because he didn't like the way the show was going, I think, or David Lynch did, and he also wanted to stretch it out for like many, many, many seasons. And they, I guess, like the executives, were like, no, you got to wrap this shit up in one season. So he was like, fuck you, I'm leaving. He went off and started making movies again, Kyle MacLanahan, who's a star of the show, he plays Detective or Agent Cooper. He's an FBI agent. He left the show, or wanted to leave the show too, because he didn't want to be pigeonholed as like Agent Cooper for the rest of his acting career, because he's becoming kind of like, that is who you are. And he was really worried about like never getting it, being able to escape that that character. So he wanted out too. So the show ended on a really like cliffhangery, weird, not really ending the show. No real questions answered, and then it was canceled. So they brought it back 25 years later, but under Showtime, and so it can get even darker than before. It's longer than before because it's like at least 50 minutes to an hour long. And David Lynch is running the show. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with his films, but like they're really weird. And they're also like very, I don't know what you'd call it, but like they're almost like too subtle. And like there's so much shit that's there that is like you have to watch it like 3 or 4 times or really be paying attention, or you know, blink and you miss it. And it's like avant-garde and like what don't you call it, like I'll just be honest. The first couple episodes, I was like, I have no fucking clue what's going on. It's just weird. There's weird. There's not like a linear storyline. It things happen that don't make sense in the real world. It just was so bizarre and weird. But apparently, they're saying that you should treat this new Twin Peaks as like a 17-part movie. And the reason I was even bringing it up is because like you mentioned, Hulu doesn't release the series as you like all at once, so you're able to binge it. What's strange is in this Twin Peaks thing, which is offered by Showtime, they offered you the first 4 episodes first night it was out. So you could watch up to 4 episodes, but then they weren't going to release any more until, I think, this past weekend, and then they might release another 2. I think they're going to do like 2 episodes every other week or something. It's bizarre, but they're only a total of 17 parts, but it's like, I don't know. I watched all 4 so far, and it's definitely like this weird wild ride that makes me think of some of David Lynch's movies. Like I saw one called like Lost Highway that was really, it was just like fucked up. I mean, there's a lot of fucked up shit that he goes into with some of his stuff, and I think with this new one he's really going to go down with it, because he also released a movie that's related to Twin Peaks called Fire Walk With Me, and that's rated R, and it's like it was messed up, like it's really dark. And I remember we saw it in theaters recently when it came out as like a re-release, and I was just like, this shit is way darker than the show. I think that's kind of what he wanted to do with it, but he couldn't because it was, you know, Fox at the time. But
cool.
Yeah, that was a very long talk, so sorry everybody.
I'm sure the people are into Twin Peaks, man.
Yeah, so go out there and watch it.
I started watching Twin Peaks, and I probably made it halfway through the first season. And it was good. It was really good. It was one of those things where like I was really enjoying it, and then something happened. I stopped watching it for a few days, and then just never got back into it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it's got a lot of neat, setting. Like, you know, it's set in Pacific Northwest. Yeah. There's all this cool. It was filmed in like what is that old school, gigantic film. So it was a real movie film to be made, so like it's like really high, you know, beautiful colors, and I don't know, and it was really neat. And I think I stumbled upon it too. I think it was like one night after we got back from like a bar or something, it was like 1 a.m and I'm like, I need to watch this Twin Peaks, everyone keeps telling me about it. It's so good. And then like I started watching, like, wow, this is actually really good, and we just kind of got hooked on it.
Well, fucking good for you, buddy. Oh, yeah. I like that, man. I like that. Cool. Well, Twin Peaks, watch it, everyone, or Logan will find you and hump you. It'll be crazy and dirty.
Yeah. Why not?
Take that.
Damn, son. You just hit with the wow effect.
Nice, dude. Oh, happy birthday, Logan.
happy birthday.
The dog says woof woof.
Aroo!
So what else is going on in people's lives?
Going to a workout thing now. Like, we've been doing this high-intensity fitness thing.
Yeah, how's that working out?
Pretty good. It was free. That's why we did it. They did like a monthly thing where like you start off at the beginning of the month, and if you go 3 times a week consistently through a month, I guess like depending on how better you do at the end of the month, you get like more gift certificates or something. But it gave us an excuse to kind of like get back into the swing of like working out. So that's been interesting. I've never done high intensity workouts before, and they suck. I'll just say that.
I used to do, yeah, like sprinting intervals.
Yeah, it's like that kind of shit. And it's, yeah, it just gets your heart rate up.
It's a good workout, but Jesus Christ. But it's cool because you can get, I don't know, I feel like you get the work that you'd get in like an hour long workout, but like in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good part of it. Yeah, I got a trainer, so I've been going, I've gone four times now.
Yeah.
4 or 5. And that's been good. He's been beating me up a little, but it's been pretty good. It's good to get back in the swing of things. I feel pretty good. Still need to work on my diet some. Been a lot better, but not as good as I should be. It's tough when the kids just make me want to, like, instead of ripping my hair out, I like pop a cookie in my mouth. And I should not do that. Instead of, like, popping a kid in my mouth, I pop a cookie in my mouth.
Where's that ice cream? You know what I'm saying?
Beautiful.
Yeah, actually, no, it's not even a joke. Like, I went to Kroger probably, like, I think that was what kind of triggered this whole idea of going back to workout, because I went to Fry's, which is, like, our Kroger, and I bought, like, the 48-pack of, like, ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, no.
It was, like, the biggest box. I was like, well, yeah, why not? I like ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, no.
Why not have two? Megan,
you should read the that spam mail you got.
Oh, yes.
Megan got some good spam mail that she showed me earlier.
It's kind of common for Instagram shops to get, like, people trying to solicit, like, free stuff from them. And this one, whatever, like, form they were using to, like, you know, scan my account for, like, keywords just totally, totally fucked up. So, you know, they offering, you know, to take pictures with their kid. And then it this is the sentence. I'm going to read it as it's written. Just send a mime to Ania. Arriving here, we'll do a photo essay and then start the dissemination into social networks.
Perfect.
Okay. So, I know I'm out of mimes to send, but at the end they said, what do you think about being a part of our life? It'd be a great pleasure to work and have the MK together with us. Oh, how we love that brand. So, I already sent her $200. Like, that was the right thing to do, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
She only asked for $100, but I sent her $200 just
right,
in
y'all
case. I didn't want her to pass on me.
You mean business, you know?
Yeah, I wanted to show her I was serious. It was a pretty... I mean, like, whoever even wrote the email, it was bad. It was really bad, but...
We've seen our share of...
I enjoyed it.
Cool. Any good movies lately, Logan? Seen anything?
Well, for Cheese Flicks, we just finished watching Hayride 2, which was fucking terrible. It was on Netflix.
That sounds awful.
It was a horror movie, and it was garbage.
Alright, good to know.
I don't know. Becky and I want to go see Wonder Woman. I don't know if that's out yet.
Oh, I do too.
I've been hearing very, very good things about it.
I heard, like, Baywatch is not doing well, surprisingly.
Yeah. Not doing great.
Which is, it's funny that you mentioned Baywatch next, because at our local drive-in movies, they're pairing up Wonder Woman with Baywatch. And I'm like, really? You couldn't have picked any other movie coming out this summer? So I was like, that would have been a great one to go see at the drive-ins.
Yeah.
Do drive-ins exist out in Arizona?
I don't know. I haven't really looked for one. I'm sure they do. I mean, that, you know, that's the whole point. I mean, everybody out here is always doing something outside. It's weird. Like, when we came out here, the amount of people that are, like, on bikes or running, it's nuts. Like, you'll drive down the street and, like, you'll have, like, a whole gaggle of people that are suited up in those, like, spandexy biking outfits with like the legit equipment, and I'm just like, okay, I guess that's what people do out here is outdoor shit.
Get healthy and climb.
So I don't know, but yeah, that, to be fair, that's all like workout related stuff. So if they probably would just like burn down the drive-in movies, I don't know. But we do have an Alamo though. I really like that place. I finally got to visit one of those. So.
The movie theater?
Yeah.
Oh, you lucky bastard.
Yeah, Alamo Draft House. It was really cool. And they even like threatened to throw you the hell out at the beginning of the movie, like right before they started. They're like, if you talk, you will be asked to leave. Like,
that's
do not
awesome.
Be surprised. Turn your phone off and shut up.
They're starting to make really nice theaters around here, but still none of those like hardcore, if you turn on your phone, we're going to kick you out and shame you. Like, that's what I want.
Oh, no, actually, I feel bad. Becky's coworker, I just remembered, invited us to a drive-in theater the other day because it was Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah, I saw Guardians.
Oh, I really want to see Guardians.
I hear that's good.
Yeah. I won't spoil it since you guys haven't seen it, but it was very, very good. I just want to see it by myself.
I'm looking forward to Boss Baby.
I hear that is going to be up for a lot of awards this year.
I don't actually know anything
about it. I think they're already making a second one.
Why not?
Do you think it's just going to be Boss Baby 2 or some kind of twist on, like...
The CEO baby?
The baby's boss or something. And, like, it'll be, yeah, like the CEO baby over the baby.
The president baby? Well, I mean, you know, you never know. Maybe he just goes into
this
politics.
This fucking thing has made, like, $500 million at the box office.
Holy shit, I just saw it too. Budget was $125 million, box office $476 million.
Are you talking about Boss Baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it did really good. And I'm serious, they are actually making a second one already. Like,
yeah.
It, like, why? Destroyed the box office. It was crazy.
And it wasn't even a sequel. Wow. Well, I guess those 3D animated films do great for kids.
Yeah, I was going to say, how the hell do you have a $125 million budget? But I guess they probably had big actors in it. And...
I think, wait, who's the baby, isn't it?
Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
Alec Baldwin, Lisa Kudrow, Steve Buscemi, Jimmy Kimmel, Tobey Maguire. I know A-listers, I guess I don't know what A-list is anymore, but no, like, Kirk Camerons or anything.
I haven't seen anything else, really. I'm looking forward to the new Blade Runner. That looks kind of cool.
Mm.
I need to watch the original one. I feel like I've seen it, but I don't remember anything.
I need to see it, too. And then I'm trying to remember, who's the lead in that?
The new one? The old one or the new one?
The new one. Is it Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, it's Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford. Who was in the original.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it was cool. I mean, it's kind of slow. Some people hate it, but I loved it. I always thought it was like it's like this really cool like futuristic view of, I think, like L.A. or New York City or some shit. I forget what city it is, but
might even be Chicago. Come true.
Who knows? I don't know. It's neat though. I liked it. It's if you appreciate things like setting and you can get like into the, I don't know the.
Nah, man. I just need explosions.
Yeah.
Explosions and re-splosions and other explosions.
Huh.
Yeah. Fuck you all. Have you guys heard of the Star Trek Bridge Crew game?
Yeah, is that the VR one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I saw a preview for that.
I'm assuming you can play it non-VR, but probably not as cool. But Megan, if you haven't heard of it, you pretty much, each person takes a position on the Star Trek crew, and you just kind of drive the ship around. Like, someone is the head of engineering, and someone's the captain, and blah, blah, blah. So if you're in VR, you know, you're on the bridge of whatever ship you're flying and barking out orders. And it seems like another VR thing that you probably get tired of after an hour, but like a cool idea. There still hasn't been... Oh, man, it's a $50 game, too.
So I don't know, well, I guess, I mean, it's a little relevant to what you were just talking about, but in Downtown Disney, they had this virtual reality game where, like, you each took, like, a spot on like a pirate ship, but like you were in this like little room that was surrounded on three sides by like a screen, and like someone would drive the ship around, and like other people had to man the cannons, and you were like sailing the seas. Yeah, it was really, really cool.
Yeah, that does seem cool.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
So another game that I'm waiting for like a big sale on is Sniper Elite 4. That one is notable for like the X-ray kill cams. So if you like shoot a guy through the eye, it goes to like an X-ray view and you see like, you know, the guy's eye exploding or whatever. Or the infamous testicle shots. So if you aim well enough, you can shoot a guy's right in his testicles, and it shows like the X-ray view of like the testicles actually exploding. Ouch. So, yeah.
Did you shoot like a bullet right up his wiener?
No one's done it yet, but I don't see why you couldn't get like a urethra kill.
Yeah, I was gonna say straight up the urethra.
Because I think you can shoot it down a sniper's barrel. So I don't see why you couldn't shoot it down like
right in the gooch.
Freeman's rifle, yeah.
Might have to ask the guy to hold it at a certain angle, but.
Oh no! I mean, that's part of the challenge. If you see a guy taking a leak, you need to like, you know, really get in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there was a really high post on Reddit, which was you shot Hitler. Someone shot Hitler in the nuts, and he only had one testicle, and they were like historically accurate.
Nice. Yeah. All right. I like that. That's good shit. There's a new Bigfoot game out. Have you seen that?
No. What?
You're a bunch of campers, and you have like cameras and tracking rifles and flares and shit. And you have like an RV and you're out in the woods, and you're just hunting Bigfoot. You like set traps and cameras and shit. You try to just like get a bead on Bigfoot. You can have someone back at the like command center watching all the cameras, and you know when he sets a trap, so you like flip through the camera to see all the traps and like try to find Bigfoot, and then you go after him and try to shoot him and kill him, I guess, and he comes after you. And it seems like a pretty fun idea.
What's the game called?
Let's see.
Fun Squatchin'?
Game.
I'm on Steam right now. I'm looking for
Bigfoot,
a game.
Yeah, I think it's just Bigfoot.
There's a game I thought we might want to try called The Forest.
Someone recommended that to me also.
Was it me? Because I made you watch the trailer.
Maybe. I think Zach or Tommy might have said something about it too.
Okay. It looks kind of like a much scarier version of 7 Days to Die.
Oh yeah, that's freaky as shit.
Oh, there's a game that's based off of, I don't know what the hell it's called, but it's based off, I think it's Friday the 13th. Is that the one with Jason?
Yeah, that game's out now, too.
What's that? You know what I'm talking about? I think that's kind of cool, because it's like you all, like, if we were all playing it, one of us would be Jason, and the rest would be, like, campers or something.
Yeah.
So, like, one of you gets to hunt the rest of them, and the other people can escape or try to flee or defend themselves.
Yeah, I think it's, like, a glitchy mess right now, but the idea is cool.
I love glitchy messes.
Oh, another game that we need to play that we could just, you know, one person could play it and the others could like be on Twitch watching or whatever, is Ultimate Battle Simulator.
Yeah, that looks hilarious.
Oh my god. So, Megan, this game, you just, all you do is set up like imaginary battles. So you could have like 100 kangaroos versus a T-Rex versus like 20 World War II soldiers versus Chuck Norris or whatever. Like, you can do like thousands. And like chickens, and there's all kinds of different animals and soldiers and like trebuchets and all kinds of crazy shit.
Cool.
Yeah, I've seen some Let's Plays of that. It seems like a lot of fun.
Played the Witcher games?
I played Witcher 1.
I've played some of the... I think I have them all in my library if you ever want to play them.
Oh, cool.
Let me make sure. Maybe I don't.
Becky played Witcher 3 for a little bit, but she got really frustrated with it.
Yeah, it seems like one of those games that you really have to be able to sink time into, like a Skyrim type game, but like supposedly a better story. Oh yeah, the franchise is on sale right now. Why can't I get to my... Oh, because I'm not... Never mind, I'm a dumb person. Let's see. Yeah, I have Witcher, Witcher 2, and Witcher 3, so...
Hold on. You're
welcome. Oh my goodness. So yeah, there's just some games for us to keep our eyes on.
Forest game looks scary as hell.
It does. Yeah, I'm gonna...
Wait, the forest?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my god, doesn't it look terrifying? Jesus, I really want to play it.
A nightmare. It looks horrible. Slimy spider people are freaking me the hell out.
Like, I could not play that game alone. I would only play it multiplayer, and even then, it's gonna be a stretch. It looks great.
I'm up for trying it. I'm just looking at it now. I'll look at this offline, but, yeah, so, yeah, Logan, as you mentioned, our Facebook page has been getting, like, a steady stream of views or likes or something, which I don't really know why, because we have never been super active on there. But we should probably, get on that.
Hails to the yeah, on Facebook all the time.
Aw, yeah. Alright, well, I think that's a good place to cut it, because I think we want to play some games now. Shots fired. So, yeah, we'll be better. We're going to start recording every week again. We're going to start doing more Let's Plays and shit. So, just keep your eyes on skronk.com and blah, blah, blah. You know where else to find us. Also, I don't know what I was going to say. Anyone else got anything to plug or...
I got nothing.
Want to sing a song or anything? Close us out.
Happy birthday, Logan. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. If any of you guys want that episode of me talking to myself released, we can put that out there.
Make a Patreon goal of
$5. Yeah, if we get $5 a month, or whatever Zencaster Pro is, we'll set our goal there. Yes. All right, guys. Well... Logan, Megan, thank you very much for skrunking it up with me tonight.
It's been an honor.
It was wonderful.
Skrunk! All right. Goodbye,
everyone.